Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. And before we get started, I'd just like to say that the weather outside finally is, I think, suitable for human inhabitation. It's nice and warm out there. People are out enjoying the sun, the weather, and we're supposed to get, for the week, some rain, but at least it's going to be double-digit highs. So I just want to start off with that after weeks and weeks and even months of living in snow and cold and ice and all that really, really good stuff. The sun is finally out and taking shape the way it should. We're going to start off with Polish pianist Adam Makowicz. And this is from Adam's album. The name is Makowicz. And this is a great version of the standard "You Do Something to Me." That was music from pianist Adam Makowicz and his version of the standard "You Do Something to Me." And I remember a few years ago, I think I also saw him in the same church in Montreal with the red roof, if I'm not mistaken. And he put on a great performance. Not sure what he's doing now, but that was taken from an album entitled "The Name is Makowicz." And now we're going to listen to some music from bassist Andy Simpkins, who released an album called Summer Strut many years ago. We're going to listen to his version of a song that there were a few jazz artists that covered this one over the years. This is his version of Two Bass Hit.
Listen to CHO 89.1 FM in Ottawa, your community radio in the nation's capital.
That was music from bassist Bob Magnuson, and we heard a track called Matt at Bat from his album Road Work Ahead. And just before that, another bassist, Andy Simpkins, from his album Summer Strut with Two Bass Hit. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McKelligan on a beautiful sunny day here in the nation's capital. And now we're going to go to the West Coast. I'm not sure if it's snowing there, raining, or sunny, but we're going to listen to a band called Pacific Salt. And this is from a Jazz Canadiana album that was released many, many years ago. I believe it was early to mid-70s, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to listen to two tracks from this album, starting off with Aztec, and then we'll follow that up with a piece called Raw Toast. Thank you.
Start your day by making a socially conscious choice before you're even conscious.
Since opening their first coffee house 13 years ago, Bridgehead Coffee now boasts 13 roasts, 15 locations, including their own roastery on Preston Street here in Ottawa.
Bridgehead Coffee is organic, shade-grown, and best of all, fair-traded. This means that the farmers are paid a fair wage for their goods.
And you can feel good about your coffee and what it can do for the community. So raise a cup of economic justice, and let's get addicted to ethics with Bridgehead.
We just heard from the band Pacific Salt and a track entitled Raw Toast. And before that, we heard Aztec, also taken from the same album. We're going to listen now to the band that I think launched the career of bassist Alain Caron and made him a household name among jazz enthusiasts around the world. We're talking about Uzeb, a band that's been around for many, many years in Quebec. I don't think they're around anymore. But when they were, I have to say they were probably the most popular jazz group to come out of Quebec in many, many years. We're going to listen to a track from their album entitled Fast Emotion, and this one is entitled Doobie.
Tune in Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m. for a CHUO special program, Pete's Street Beat, a special 10-episode series featuring interviews conducted by Pete Cassidy. Pete's Street Beat is an intimate profile on people living on the streets, in recovery, or helping others on their road to recovery.
I had thought that my kids would never see me under the influence, and then they did.
I would try to go a day or two without, and it felt like I was dying.
It was such a lie that I believed it to be true.
Pete's Street Beat airs Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m.
And we just listened to some music from Uzeb from their album You Be Easy and a track called Miles Away. And we started off that last set with Uzeb from their album Fast Emotion and a track entitled Doobie. You know, one of the things I find really incredible about jazz are the different styles and the different characters and musicians that inhabit this great art form that we call jazz. One of them is pianist Phineas Newborn. He was a gifted pianist who influenced many, many pianists along the way. And when he was alive and when he was recording, I think many people really enjoyed playing with him. Now, he did suffer some mental illness. He had his problems. But as far as I'm concerned, it's the music that counts. And this is the gift that Phineas Newborn left us. We're going to hear a sample of that right now from his album, A World of Piano. And this is a beautiful composition entitled For Carl. Thank you.
drop by the Heartbeat Cafe, a mix of classic soul, R&B, doo-wop, country, disco, lovers rock, reggae, ska, calypso, and whatever else your heart desires. The Heartbeat Cafe, Fridays at 8:30 p.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Thank you.
the one and only Chick Corea. From an album called Trio Music Live in Europe, we heard Prelude Number 2, Mock-Up. And just before that, Phineas Newborn, another great pianist from his album A World of Piano, and we heard a track entitled For Carl. And I have a feeling that that is probably a dedication to Carl Perkins, a musician that was pretty well known around the period that this recording was made, 50s, 60s, somewhere around there. Don't have an exact date for you right now. You're listening to In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue now with a rather obscure figure in the world of jazz. His name is Lem Winchester, and Lem was a xylophone vibist a few years ago, and I think I only have one recording of his. It's called Winchester Special, and you judge for yourself. I thought he was really, really excellent, and he surrounded himself with great musicians as well. We're going to listen to a track entitled Down Fuzz.
hashtag just got weird, calling all students, you have a role to play in ending sexual violence on our campus. The Ottawa Coalition to End Violence Against Women and the Ottawa Rape Crisis Center wants you to help in keeping at-risk situations from going from weird to serious. Learn about all these weird situations and how you can intervene by visiting justgotweird.com. OCTO acknowledges the financial support of Status of Women Canada. For tips on how to prevent sexual violence on our campus, visit justgotweird.com.
That was music from trumpet player Marvin Hannibal Peterson from his album The Angels of Atlanta, released on the Angel label back in the 1980s. And we heard his version of Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. And just before that, Down Fuzz from Lem Winchester from his album Winchester Special. You're listening to In Transition, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And we're going to continue with some music from Canadian talent Jane Fair. This is from an album that she recorded back in, I think it was 73 or 74, entitled Jazz Quintet. And we're going to listen to a track entitled Mamba. Thank you.
Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and rebroadcast Fridays at 7 a.m., Click Here is an interview-based magazine-style program hosted by Mitchell Kaplan. The show presents an alternative perspective on the arts and on community. Click Here, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Fridays at 7 a.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM.
We just heard music from Canadian pianist John Ballantyne from his album Trio and Clark Works. And before that, another great Canadian artist, Jane Fair, from her album Jazz Quintet, and we heard Mamba. We're just going to keep rolling along here with a track from another Canadian pianist, Paul Blais, and this is from an album I featured a few weeks ago entitled Turning Point. This time we're going to listen to a track called King Corn.
Thank you. CHUO is diverse.
It's electronic.
CHUO is community-driven.
It's bilingual.
CHUO is fragmented, not homogenized.
It's activism.
CHUO is specialized.
It's funk.
CHUO gives a voice to the voiceless.
It's metal.
It's a service, not a business.
It's punk.
It supports local and emerging artists.
It's hip-hop.
CHUO is participatory.
It's jazz and so much more.
CHUO is your community voice.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up.
That recording, I think, is so rare. It was recorded at the Canadian Pavilion, 1967, Expo 1967. And I remember going to the Canadian Pavilion. I was 11 years old. I don't remember that concert, but it's just really something to think that they played in the Canadian Pavilion. That was Pierre Leduc and his quartet with Synchronization. And like I said before, that recording is, I would imagine, pretty rare. It's one of those albums that I picked up at a CBC auction many, many years ago in Montreal. Never knew who Pierre Leduc was, but so into vinyl, you know, something I've been doing my whole life. I just had to have that album. And now we can listen to it, so that's great. Before that, Paul Blais with King Korn from his album Turning Point. We have time for one more track, so we're going to listen to sax player Jim Pepper from his album Dakota Song and his version of It Could Happen to You. Well, that wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Hope you enjoyed the show today. And don't forget, coming up in about 2 minutes' time, we have the Ethiopian show until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Get out there and have a great day and a great week. Bye for now.